Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now, this afternoon, Gardaí have announced that a voluntary alcohol ban on all premises in Dublin City Centre will be in place until 4pm on St Patrick's Day. The ban will include the prohibition of alcohol being taken into the city centre on public transport. Meanwhile, the Road Safety Authority said there is a need for younger people to make good choices when using the roads this weekend. Well, we're joined now by former Irish rugby player and TV presenter Tommy Bowe, who's also calling on motorists to be safe on the roads and to never ever drink and drive. And you're very welcome, Tommy, to the programme this evening. I know you spent some time with students in St David's CBS in Artane today. What did you learn when you were there?
Hi, Sarah. It's great to be on. Yeah, I'm here with the Road Safety Authority. And listen, I think everybody in Ireland knows what an exciting weekend we have coming up. We have obviously St Patrick's Day. We have Ireland hopefully going for the Grand Slam and the Six Nations on Saturday. And of course, Mother's Day. And I think on a weekend like this, there's obviously a huge amount of excitement and people are, you know, going to go out or they're going to enjoy themselves. But just when I've heard some of the figures about road accidents, road collisions on 40 deaths in the last 2.5 months, is just, it's a number that's just too high. And with the weekend that we have in it, I'm just encouraging everybody to just be mindful, go out, enjoy yourselves, have a bit of fun, but plan how you're going to get home, whether it be taxi, public transport, have a designated driver. And of course, the following morning, just to be that little bit mindful that there could be alcohol still in your system.
Yeah, this is the one that I think a lot of people can sort of forget about. You know, you feel tired and you think it's just tired, but there can be very often still alcohol in your system, depending on how late you were drinking and how much you were drinking. When you went to CBS in Artane today, St David's CBS in Artane, among the things that you were doing was donning beer goggles. Can you tell us a little bit about what exactly, how that all works or what you were doing?
Yeah, it's incredible, actually, the setup that the Road Safety Authority have, and they go around different schools and colleges and just getting young kids to go and try out different challenges, that a lot of them are doing their driving lessons, they're doing their theory test, and it's amazing just the difference in wearing these beer goggles that would just be the same as maybe 1 or 2 pints of beer, and actually the impact it has on your driving. You know, I do a lot of driving at the moment. I'm up and down the road. I feel like I'm never out of the car. And so just the simple things like having a beer, it completely reminds you that how unsafe it is. And certainly just education, and education to young people, I think is just vitally important, because when I mentioned there those 40 deaths, 50% of those were under the age of 35, and actually remarkably 80% of them were male. So it is young male drivers that this message has to go out to, that you have to be careful out on the roads, and particularly this weekend we want to see everybody as safe and everybody getting home to their mums for Mother's Day.
Absolutely. As you mentioned, it's a big weekend, St Patrick's Festival and Mother's Day and the Six Nations on Saturday, Ireland facing England 5pm in the Aviva. It's their final game, the Six Nations. We've had a whopping tournament so far, and this is our first chance at winning the Grand Slam in Dublin. Do you think we'll do it?
I think we will do it. I think it's not going to be as easy as everybody's expecting. The Irish team, under Andy Farrell, I have been blown away by how impressive they've been. Even last weekend against Scotland, they had so much hype going into that game, and to have so many injuries in the game, for so many things to go wrong, the team just seems to be able to just put it all behind them and stay on the job at hand. It really is remarkable. But you have to remember, it is England. They're coming to town. They'd love nothing better than to upset the big party, particularly on St Patrick's weekend, and particularly the fact that hopefully we're going to do a job on them in Cheltenham.
Come on, Tommy, you know they'd love it, right? But when you watch how they played against France in Twickenham, would you not be sort of strutting into that game thinking, we've got this one?
Oh, absolutely. Listen, for them to lose by 50 points in Twickenham was the best match I've seen in a long time. I couldn't believe it. But at the same time, you know, it is England. They have a huge player pool compared to what we have in Ireland. And whenever it's just two teams, you never know. Like, something as simple as a red card in the opening few minutes of the match could completely sway it in our favour. So you can't, unfortunately, get ahead of yourselves. But listen, I think if you look at the two teams, 15 against 15 or 23 against 23, Ireland have definitely got the better side, and all going well, we're going to be able to lift the trophy at home. Because listen, I was a part of the team to do it in 2009.
You
it's
were,
an amazing
yeah.
achievement yeah. and something I really, you know, the best moment of my career. And for a lot of these guys, it'll be the same for them too.
And that was in Cardiff in 2009 when you were part of that
it
winning
was.
Team. I was actually outside the stadium on that day celebrating with you.
You're probably better off, because the streets in Cardiff are probably more wild than in the stadium.
It was a great night. It was an absolutely great night. But just a final question then, if that happens in Dublin, or if the team are going in with it, with the chances of that happening in Ireland on Irish soil for the first time, how do you sort of manage your emotions around that?
Well, this is the thing. You know, back in 2009, it had never been done for 61 years. We'd never won a Grand Slam in that period of time. Going into this weekend, Johnny Sexton, Peter O'Mahony, Conor Murray, you know, a number of the guys were a part of the team that won the Grand Slam in Twickenham. I think it's in 2018. So they have that experience. And do you know what? The young guys in this squad, they're very different to what we were like yeah. back whenever I was playing. Nothing seems to faze them, and they're very much just next job focus. I don't know how they do it, but it really does blow me away, and I just enjoy being a supporter watching them.
As are we all. Thank you very much for joining us this evening, Tommy, and have a good weekend. That's Tommy Bowe joining us there to talk to us about his main message, really, is to watch out and no drink driving this weekend.